Got Daniel Pauto on Nova 103.5 with Bad Day. If you're having a bad day, good food can definitely help out. You won't be having a bad day on Saturday, the 12th of April. It is the International Day of Food and Culture Bazaar. I had it all and then I lost it all. I'm speaking this morning to Mr. Matthias Geisler, the spouse of the Ambassador of the European Union in Namibia and the President of the Association of Diplomatic Spouses in Namibia, presumably. Good morning, Matthias.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank
David.
You for coming in. So just to start off, maybe tell us a little bit more, what exactly is the International Day of Food and Culture Bazaar? What can people expect?
David, the International Day is probably the biggest the opportunity for people in Windhoek to go on a trip around the world in one day for a couple of Namibian dollars.
Okay.
So if you want to go to India, China, Europe, the Americas in one day, go there.
Without even leaving Windhoek.
Without leaving Windhoek and without any problems catching the plane or getting visas and all these, you know, fun things that we, you know, are connected with traveling these days.
So you're talking about going all around the world. I believe 30 countries will be represented
in
total?
Yes, 30 countries will be participating in this event from India, China, Russia, the United States. You know, we are happy to have all these countries together in one place. It's not obvious these days, you know, in this politically loaded environment. So we're very happy, but also, you know, many countries from Africa and from the Americas, so from Colombia, Mexico, and then the European France, Netherlands, everybody's there.
So the idea then being that, you know, these the representatives of the embassies, I believe, they'll be there cooking traditional food from
exactly.
where they come from, wearing traditional attire perhaps?
Absolutely. This is exactly the idea, that the people can experience the authentic, you know, the authenticity of these countries. That's the food, that's the culture, and these are, so that really you can see wonderful ladies in Indian saris or, you know, in Chinese dress or, you know, in traditional African dress. And also, you will also meet myself, and you have the opportunity also to meet, you know, ambassadors, you know, in person, because, you know, during the year they always live behind these high walls, you know, and these big black limousines driving around the city with the red number plates.
Yeah.
But there's the opportunity to talk to them, see that they're people and nice people and interesting people, and so it's very worthwhile.
Talking about the sort of attire, you know, traditional attire, I believe they're going to be cultural performances as well?
Absolutely. There's dozens of cultural performances from all around the world, and very authentic one, you know, done by the people, you know, from these countries, and also some, you know, children from the Windhoek International Schools also are prepared, you know, because they are from these countries, prepare, you know, shows. So it's going to be very, very colorful day, indeed.
So, I mean, it seems like an obvious question because it is the Windhoek International School, and as you've said, the children that attend that school predominantly come from other countries. But how does the relationship between the Association of Diplomatic Spouses and the Windhoek International School work exactly?
Well, first of all, let me correct you. You know, 70% of the children of the Windhoek International Schools are actually Namibians.
All right. Okay.
Many people aren't aware of this.
Yeah.
But, you know, parents want to give the children an international education. And only 30% are actually really international, meaning, you know, from expatriates that are here, you know, diplomats and, you know, business people and so on. The cooperation between the Windhoek International School and the Association of Diplomatic Spouses is I know, kind of symbiosis, because last year we had two events of this kind separately, one in April and one in May. And, you know, preparing these kind of events is a lot of work, and this is all volunteer work. And it's also costly, you know, renting a stage, you know, and so on. And also then we asked the same people in the embassies to come. So that's why we said, let's join forces for this year and let's see, you know, if we cannot make a bigger event, a more colorful event, you know, together.
Mm.
And don't forget, you know, the whole purpose of this event is charity. We want to raise funds, you know, for social, you know, for social causes, in particular in the field of education.
Tell us a bit more about that then, the theme behind this year's event, Education Back to Basics.
Yes. Well, I used to live in South Korea, you know, for a couple of years. And there I could see, you know, how education really worked magic on a country. Mm. How, you know, there were many reasons, but one of the very important reasons, you know, to turn this country from one of the poorest countries on the planet to one of the richest in 50 years was education. You know, so that's when I became president. I recommended to our members, let's focus on education, you know, as a social cause, because, you know, you can do lots of things. You can save animals. You can do this or that. You know, we said, you know, we cannot do everything. Let's focus on education. Education is a very important thing. And I think that something can be done in this field also in Namibia. And we can make a difference and a contribution. That's why we focused on that.
Okay. So any tips for first time visitors? I know it's been raining, obviously, in Windhoek. The tip is always to wear a hat and sunscreen. But anything other than that?
Well, the first tip is stop praying for rain, please.
Only foreigners are allowed to say that. They
only
take
foreigners
away your
allowed
citizenship.
To say that. I know that, but still. Yeah, but I looked at the weather report this morning, so it looks good. Weather looks it looks great. Don't come too late because you know the delicacies move very fast. The event will open at 11 o'clock, you know, for the general public. So don't come at a quarter to four and then be disappointed that, you know, all food is gone.
Yeah.
This is a very important thing. You know, bring your family, bring your friends. You know, it's a very relaxed day, you know, and, you know, children can, you know, go to bouncing castles and face painting and, you know, work their way out and daddy can take get a beer. Or, you know, maybe, you know, pass by the Russian, you know, booth and have a little vodka, you know, just to, you know, get into good mood, you know, a little bit more relaxed after a stressful week. And so there's something for everybody. So bring your whole family, bring your friends and, you know, have a good day.
So, I mean, I assume as well come hungry, but you can do takeaways. I mean, because to eat your way through 30 countries, I don't know if that's... possible.
No, this is a very good point. You know, the idea is that basically you have small portions on each stand. You know,
right.
We don't want, you
just
know, you know, big plate, you know, from the, let's say, the Indians and then, you know, sorry, I cannot, you know, move to the next booth anymore because I'm full. You know, so we advised our, you know, partners and embassies and high commissions to, you know, prepare small portions at, you know, very small prices so that people can really eat their way around the world.
Okay. All right. So you said prices there. Obviously, entrance to the event is free, but at the specific...
Absolutely. Absolutely.
...stands, you'll be paying for the food there. But like we said, all of that money is going towards a good cause.
A great portion of that. That's the thing. You know, there are some expenses that we have
obviously
to cover.
Yes.
But the biggest portion of the funds that we raised during the day is going to social cause, to educational projects.
Okay.
You know, and I can also go back, you know, because it's the second year that we actually do education. So I can, if you're interested, you know, or your listeners are interested, I can just say, you know, for example, last year we donated for the beginning of the school year, we donated via the Be Free Center 100 pairs of school shoes to children in need, you know, make their start into the new school year, you know, you know, more comfortable, and you know, and we donated 300, you know, you know, packs, you know, for, you know, children in the north, you know, for the school start, you know, with, you know, stationaries and all these and sanitary pads for the girls. We donated money to Yeni AI, a very interesting artificial intelligence project or startup here in Namibia that you probably know, nobody has. They're going to be there. You know, it's very interesting that really basically fully automated, you know, the educational process in Namibia can, you know, so it's a very interesting project. And there are a couple of more. We also donated a major, some 100,000 Namibian dollars to the NAST Enana Social Welfare Fund. That's a little bit of a long word, you know, to support, you know, students in the north, you know, that they can, you know, make their dreams in education come true. So these are a couple of projects. And there we learned something and we also realized there's more to be done. And that's why we continue with education this year.
So there we go. Very, very good cause. And you know that the money is being spent wisely. So that is the International Day of Food and Culture Bazaar. Matthias, maybe if you can just run us through again the where and the when.
Okay, so it's going to be on next Saturday. It's April the 12th. It starts at 11 o'clock and runs until 4 o'clock. And it's going to happen at the Windhoek International School. Some people also call it WIS.
Mm-hmm.
And this is at Chipman Street in Pioneers Park here in Windhoek. So lots of parkings. So just come and have a great day. By the way, we should talk about the raffle.
This is a big thing. We forgot about the raffle. There is also a raffle.
Yes, you know, for the good cause also. You know, we are very grateful to lots of companies that have donated, you know, vouchers, product, and so on, you know, that we can raffle off during the day to raise even more funds. Mm-hmm. Let me just say, the biggest prizes are, you know, return ticket from Fly Namibia, you know, vouchers through the Gondwana lodges, you know, Nakara has given a big voucher, and there are many, many more, you know, massage, you know, actually a language course at the French FNCC, the mm-hmm. French Namibian Cultural Center. And, you know, massages and so on. 70 prizes in the total value of 100,000 Namibian sure. dollars. So it's worthwhile. You can buy these tickets on the day at the bazaar,
all right,
at the International Day.
Is there any way of getting tickets for people who might not be able to attend but still want to get involved with the raffle?
Yes, they can also be ordered in a sense. The best thing is to go to our Facebook page, and there is all the information where you can get them.
Okay.
And also you can get them also at the Windhoek International School now. Until the event.
Get in touch with the school. What is the name of that Facebook page then for people who want to visit?
That is a good question. If you put in Association of Diplomatic Spouses in Namibia, you will find it.
It'll find it for you on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook is smart enough to find it for you.
Great. Well, thank you so much for having come in to chat to us, and hopefully we get to see you there on Saturday.
Yes, I'm going to be there for sure. Thank you, David, for having us, and have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.